From his prison cell, Reb Shneur Zalman addresses the Gaon of Vilna. It is now the second time that the informers, with the permission granted by your Cherem, have brought me here. The Holy One of Blessing released me the first time, and he will save me again, but you, Reb Elijah, may the merit of your Torah protect you. Call Reb Mendel of Horodok. He too is with you up in the world of truth. Ask him, what was it that we wanted when we stood behind your door with meekness and humility and begged you to listen to our plea? Empowered and encouraged by your decree and reputation, your emissaries traveled to many communities proclaiming that cherem, that excommunication, and declaring the bread, the wine, and the daughters of kosher Jews unfit, unkosher. They declared that their possessions are free to be looted, and the principal, satanic agent of defilement, with his scythe cutting down and harvesting, grabbing Jewish souls, immersing them in sin and bloodlust, goading them to ruthlessness and calumny, denouncing us to a cruel and heartless government. For 2 days we stood behind your door, our weakened lips repeated the fervent prayer. Stop the destruction wreaked upon the house of Israel. And you, not even gracing to look at us, not to listen to us, fled the city. May the merit of your Torah protect you. And I, having written a small collection of sayings, how a person might cleave to his Creator, gathered it all in my little book. And you allowed for this book to be burnt in public. And again, you sent out your disciples from community to community to sow seeds of war, lawlessness, and murder. Now you're already in the world of truth, and you know what real truth is. And still your decree remains in force, still potent to deliver Jewish souls drowned in sin into the hands of the prince of defilement, brutally spilling blood, libeling them. May the merit of your Torah protect you. You saw me unworthy of the privilege to debate with you in this world. Then, there, in the world of truth, call my Rebbe, Rebbeir, for a dispute, to call the Baal Shem, call the Ari, call Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, call Prophet Elijah and Moses our teacher, and let there be issued the decree. And I know we disagree about this point. If, as you say, only a dim and minor reflection of the blessed infinity poured itself in the spheral, and that there is no possibility of purification and cleaving to bring the holiest of souls more than a weak reflection, then let your cherem hold its legitimacy. And in all submission we will accept the deserved punishment. But if the Blessed Infinite One shares his own light with the sphera, and every soul is a drop of that light, and the lowest person is capable for the purification and cleaving, and can connect himself fully with the Holy Blessed Source way beyond every wisdom and comprehension, then I ask you to appear to your heirs, your disciples, let them know with an omen, a sign, what the decision was, so that the devastation of the house of Israel be stopped. I'm not asking because my own suffering. I'm not asking this for my reputation. God has redeemed me once and will redeem me again, because even right here, within the wall of this prison, divine providence hovers over me. I'm only asking that there should be peace for the house of Israel. And even if your reputation in the other world, I stand before the door of the prison cell, just then behind your door, which you locked for me, was locked your door then. And I pray, may the Shekhinah have compassion upon you, so that you no longer be the cause that destroys the peace. May the merit of your Torah protect you.